With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome into Brewcast from Mazin Brew on the SB Nation Podcast Network. Luke Giardi joined by Scotty White here with you on Tuesday night, June 21st. Yes, summer solstice, longest day of the year as we head into Wednesday, June 22nd. Going to be talking a little Michigan baseball, appropriate for this time of year and the longest day of the year to be talking, you know, the great summer pastime. But first, we must welcome back Scotty White, who has not been with us in a few weeks and in a few episodes now. But Scotty, great to have you back, man. How are you doing?
Thank you. It is great to be back. I'm doing great. I've been gone because I was finishing up my last class at Michigan, Spanish 232, and it was just so much work, 2 hours a day, 4 days a week, like Spanish papers every night. I just didn't have time, but it's all done now, officially graduated, got my degree from Michigan, so I'm feeling great and very excited to be back and talking some baseball today.
Well, congratulations to you, man. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. But good to have you back, like I said. You know, just in the nick of time, too, because I know you're a big baseball guy, Scotty, and obviously Michigan has experienced a lot of success since 2015. Eric Bokich has taken the program to the NCAA tournament five times in that stretch. It went on a run, won the Big Ten tournament here this year, went into the NCAA regional, actually, you know, came very close, obviously, to moving on to Omaha in the super regional, and actually probably should have, you know, a very much a blown call and a blown review at second base, probably, you know, would have won Michigan that baseball game and sent them to the Super Regional. But here we are. The Michigan season is over, and they're going to be looking for a new coach. As Eric Bokich is already and has been introduced as the new coach of Clemson, where he started as an assistant. And, I mean, you look at it, Scotty, and Eric Bokich has done great things at the University of Michigan. And given that he's getting a raise, given that he's going somewhere, you know, where he started, and honestly, given the fact that he's go and coach at a place that's in the South and they don't have to deal with the Midwest climate at the beginning of the baseball season. I mean, all the things kind of lined up for him, and, you know, it's a very understandable move.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is understandable, but that doesn't take away the fact that it is a huge bummer for Michigan. I mean, like you said, we very well could have been talking about maybe Michigan and Omaha right now if it weren't for that. Like you said, I mean, it was – I don't understand what the point of review is if you can't get that one right. But I mean, that sucked. But yeah, I mean, it's tough to have that kind of success in the Big Ten for baseball. I mean, like, just like you said, I mean, just the climate thing. I mean, when you can't play year round outside, it's just a huge disadvantage. So, I mean, you can't blame him for heading down there. Clemson's a cool school. They've got the weather upgrade from Ann Arbor. And the team's already taken a hit. Riley Bertram already announced that he's headed there to transfer for his last year. Overtop's in the transfer portal. I mean, he had monster season, so I wouldn't be surprised if he went to kind of one of those blue blood college baseball schools. But I also wouldn't be surprised if he followed his coach down to Clemson.
Yeah, and Clemson, another thing about them is what they've missed the NCAA tournament like three times in the past two decades, something like that. Like their baseball tradition is huge. Like we have to look at this a little bit in the sense, like, think about Michigan football, right? In the sense that at the end of the day, Michigan football is pretty much a destination job. You know, and we expect that with Michigan football. For Michigan baseball, it's a lot more difficult because, look, like Michigan, you know, the football weather sort of thing, the climate, while it does, I think, affect recruiting in some regard, it doesn't have nearly the effect that baseball does, because we think of baseball, it is the great summer pastime, right? We think of warm weather and nice days, and it's hard to convince a kid from Southern California or a kid from Texas to come play baseball at the University of Michigan, given, you know, that they start the season in February, and you're nowhere close to being able to play baseball in February in Ann Arbor. You know, you're lucky to get there by mid-March. So it's a difficult prospect, but Eric Bokich, just incredible success in Ann Arbor as the head coach. And quite honestly, while it really sucks to see him go, man, I wish him nothing but the best. And he gave us some great runs, you know?
He did. He did. I mean, I'll never forget that that run in 2019. I mean, that was just so cool. It was one win away from the national championship. But yeah, I mean, it definitely, it's tough to recruit those kids here. I mean, you're getting such a late start in the season. I mean, like I try to, you know, think about it. If I'm a five-star baseball recruit and I already come in, I mean, even a kid from Ann Arbor, it would be tough to turn down going and playing baseball year round in the warm weather. So, I mean, it makes it even tougher when it's a kid that already lives somewhere like that. But it really does just speak to how impressive it is that Bokich was able to have that kind of success at Michigan when he had to deal with those kind of hurdles.
Yeah, no question about it. But now the big question is, Scotty, is who can they replace Eric Bokich with to continue the success that has been built at Michigan as one of the top teams in the Big Ten for the last, you know, better half of a decade? So a lot of folks obviously turn to Michigan's pitching coach from 2019 when they made that run to the College World Series final, and that's Chris Fetter, who is now with the Detroit Tigers doing magical things with a bullpen that many thought was going to be one of the Tigers' biggest weak spots this year in that bullpen. And it's been one of the lone bright spots for the Tigers here this year. He's been dealing with a mangled starting rotation and still finding a way to get things out of them. And I totally understand wanting to go to Fetter. But today it was announced. We got it from, you know, kind of the Michigan guys yesterday. Today from the Tigers side, Chris Fetter has taken his name out of the running for the University of Michigan baseball coach.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bummer. I mean, he's candidate 1A for the job. I mean, he used to be a coach at Michigan. I mean, like you said, dude, the Tigers suck. And he has the pitching doing a really good job. I mean, much better than anyone expected. And like you said, they are one of the lone bright spots. I mean, I personally like to bet the team's unders that the Tigers are playing. I still bet the team to cover, but I mean, the Tigers are losing games like 2-0, 3-0, 2-1. It's not the pitching that's the problem. So I mean, yeah, he was candidate 1A for sure. So that was a big bummer to see him go. But I think there are still a lot of really good candidates out there. And one that I personally think would be a great hire, and based on where you went to college, I'm sure you would agree, Central Michigan's coach, Jordan Bichelle.
I tweeted this out a while ago, maybe a week or two ago. Scotty, you mentioned Chris Fetter as option 1A. I think Jordan Bichelle is option 1A, personally, even more so than Chris Fetter. You take a look at what he has been able to do. So go back even further from Central. What he was able to do at Northwood and give them unprecedented success at Northwood. They won back-to-back GLIAC championships in his last two seasons there in 2017 and 2018. He put together, they went 46-13 in 2017, 38-16 in 2018. In his last 2 years, taking over that program and the turnaround he was able to do. So he gets a shot to go and coach Division I baseball. And I look at Central, you know, in the last 3 years before he got there, 2016, 2017, and 2018. Central Michigan, out of those 3 years, Scotty, a combined 11 games below 500 in the 3 years prior to Jordan Bishel taking over the Central Michigan job. His first year there, 47-14, MAC champs. They go to the NCAA regionals. They win that first game against Miami before dropping to number one Mississippi State 7-2, and then the elimination game against Miami once again. This year, MAC champs once again after a 43-19 season. Lose that one to Florida in the first game of the tournament. They beat Liberty, and then in an elimination game, you lose 6-5 to Florida. What he's been able to do at Central, taking over a team that in the last 3 years prior to him getting there, 11 games below 500, to go 43-19 and 47-14, a couple of MAC champs, and then he had the COVID season mixed in there. He's been nothing short of spectacular since he got to Mount Pleasant. I mean, I think he's candidate 1A, and I think if I was Michigan, I wouldn't be looking anywhere else, Scotty, until this guy tells you no or he takes another job.
I totally agree with you. I mean, what he has done there is crazy impressive. And if I'm not mistaken, in 2021, Central ended Michigan's season. Michigan lost their first game to UConn in the South Bend Regional, and Central Michigan was there. And Michigan lost their elimination game to Central. We talk about how difficult it is to take a Big Ten school to the NCAA tournament and have success, but to do what he's doing at a MAC school, I mean, like you said, the 11 games below 500 the 3 years before he came, I mean, the immediate turnaround.
Yes. I forgot to mention 2021, where Central went 42-18. They won the MAC again. And like you said, they lost at Notre Dame. They ended Michigan's season with an 8-2 victory, beat UConn, and ended their season before losing again to number one Notre Dame in the regional.
It's crazy impressive what he's done there. Like you said, I don't blame you for saying he's choice 1A, and especially now that Fetter's gone. I mean, that's got to be at the top of Michigan's choice. And it's not like he's taking over a Michigan program that's in shambles or anything. There's not a lot of turning around that needs to happen.
Right.
Backage left Michigan in a really good spot. I mean, he's had tons of success. Michigan is coming off of what probably should have been a super regional berth. Obviously, like we've already seen, there's going to be some hits in the transfer portal, but he's not taking over a mess. So I think that he can provide a lot of stability at the role. I totally think that he's the best man for the job right now.
Yeah, he's got at the end of the day, he's got Central competing on a national level. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a major thing. They're not going and not competing, you know, in the NCAA tournament. Like we mentioned, beat UConn, beat Michigan, beat Liberty here this year. I believe he's won at least one game in the NCAA, beat Miami that first year that he was there. He's won at least one game in the NCAA tournament every year and has beaten some pretty good teams. He's got this team, you know, being a mid-major program in the Midwest. This isn't Coastal Carolina, you know, that has great baseball weather all year. You could build a great baseball program there. I called Central Michigan games in 2016. The weather does not get good there as quickly as you might expect. No. You know, old Sonny Tennyson Stadium in Mount Pleasant, it ain't sunny the entire year. I'll tell you that right now. So what he's been able to build and sustain at Central Michigan is nothing short of remarkable. Again, after giving Northwood unprecedented success, you know, in baseball, he's been successful everywhere he's gone. It's been a quick turnaround everywhere he's gone, and he doesn't need to have a quick turnaround if he goes to Ann Arbor. So if I'm Michigan, I'm making the big push. From what I understand, he's interviewed for the Ohio State job. Could you imagine if you're Michigan and you're looking to replace Eric Bocic and you lose this guy to Ohio State and you got to play him every year in the Big Ten? It would be tragic.
That would be a disaster. Yeah.
I mean, so I think the big push for Michigan has to be Jordan Bishel out of Central Michigan. Do you know of any other candidates, Scotty? I know you've got your pulse and your finger a little more on the baseball world than I do. So are there any other guys Michigan maybe should be looking at?
I have. I actually saw earlier today that Bobby Scales has been talked about. Which I also think would be a really good hire. I still am thinking that Bischel is got to be the top choice right now. But Scales played for Michigan before. He was an infielder, and he played for the Cubs, and he's had front office roles with the Angels and the Pirates. So his name is surface. I think that after Bischel, if I'm Michigan, that would probably be my next choice. I think that would be a really good hire as well.
I find that interesting here, because if we know one thing about Ward Manuel, at the end of the day, Jordan Bischel, he played at St. Norbert, you know, and look, Ward has been, at the end of the day, he likes to hire within the family, right? You know, he's a Michigan guy. Obviously, he went out and he hired Juwan Howard. Could he bring another Michigan guy in? We already have Jim Harbaugh there, and Ward didn't make that hire. Jim Hackett did, but you've got, you know, these quote-unquote Michigan men. Mel Pearson, bringing him back to Ann Arbor. Yep. You know, so, I want them to go with the most qualified candidate. And look, obviously, Bobby Scales, ton of qualifications, no question about that. But I think there's way more upside with Bischel, regardless of him not having played, you know, at Michigan like Bobby Scales. And I hope that doesn't play a major role in deciding, you know, if it comes down to those two guys to pull the trigger, you know, just because the guy went to Michigan, I don't want Michigan to hire him, you know. And I think that that's been a thing in the past. And I know that's something that's been complained quite a bit about by the fan base in respective sports, but we'll see what happens. And personally for me, Bischel's the guy, but, you know, hey, if they go with Bobby Scales, I do kind of understand it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely, I mean, like you said, that those hires have happened before, so I wouldn't be surprised. But I mean, like you said, Bischel, it's good to see, you know, you look at his resume, you see him come up the ladder from Northwood to Central, and you see those quick turnarounds, and you see high success everywhere he's been. And Michigan, I mean, like we talked about earlier, Michigan is a win away from a national championship just 3 years ago. Man. I mean, they're in a great state, and he could take them to that next level and get that last win for a national championship.
No question, man. So going to be interesting to see where Michigan goes. What I do know, though, before, because they're experiencing a bit of a mass exodus right now, you got to get a guy in there. You got to get jump started before you do end up losing in the cupboard is bare for whoever the next coach is.
Yeah, definitely got to get it going. You know, limit the damage in the transfer portal, get it done quick, and hopefully get Bischel.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, but nothing we could do but wait right now. I know it's a bit of a shorter brewcast here this week, but definitely wanted to talk a little Michigan baseball, obviously, with the big news happening there. We've got football right around the corner. We got Scotty back, man. We're going to be in for a good rest of the summer here. Scotty, where can we find you on social media?
You guys can give me a follow on Twitter. Still writing some football off-season stuff. Cannot wait for the season to start. And obviously, as we've got this Michigan coaching search going, I'll be covering some of that. So you can give me a follow on Twitter at @ScottyWhite_.
You can follow me on Twitter at @LukeGhiardi, LukeGhiardi. Make sure to follow the Brewcast Show page at Brewcast Show. And, of course, the main Maize & Brew account, so you don't miss any of the articles or podcasts. That's at @MaizeNBrew on Twitter. Subscribe, rate, leave a review for all of our podcasts. We do really appreciate it. We appreciate the feedback. Engage with us on Twitter. We love it. And appreciate you listening here. And so it's been another great Brewcast. For my partner, Scotty White, I'm Luke Ghiardi, and we'll see you next week on Brewcast.